Blog Talk Radio.
Ice cream, cool, you can't melt my swag. Ice cream, cool, you can't melt my swag. Ice cream, cool, you can't. Hey.
I'm Gucci down. I'm Gucci down now.
I'm Gucci down.
I'm Gucci down now.
Step off in the club,
girls start choosing.
Fresh from head to toe,
everything Gucci.
I'm Gucci down.
I'm Gucci down now.
I'm Gucci down.
Like camera action, my life is a show. I'm cooler than a winter breeze, AC on 20 below. I'm super fresh, super fresh, super stud. My outfit dope like I'm dressing in drugs. My pockets on Katrina like they fit in the flood. And G's on my body like I'm tatted with Gucci. Two girls laying down like I slipped them a roofie. But can I say hi? They love the kids,
love the kids.
And you already know, you know what it is.
What it is.
My pockets go ting ting, my chain go bling blow. I'm so turned up, man, I can't be turned down. But you ain't get the memo that it's my turn right now. I'm fresh in the mento, they feeling my Gucci. And I don't say a word, but my close friend shoots me. If you can see my thoughts, damn, oh my. I'm cleaner than the board of hell, I'm so fly.
I'm Gucci down,
I'm Gucci down.
Can't touch ya. Boy, I'm razor sharp, so I just might cut ya. On the outcast, it's so fresh and so clean, clean. Anywhere I wanna be, my life is a green screen. Roll me up and light me up, I'm burning like a swisher. Be crazy, made the beat to get you stomping like a stigma. That Louis V go hard, but that Gucci is something else. And every time I wear it, damn, I'm something else. I'm draped up, dripped out, yes I is. Gucci on my body, even more at the crib. And rack on top of rack, I'm trying to stack it to the roof. Before the night end, I'm getting more like high soup. I see them jogging, hey, why y'all mad? Cause I'm Polaroid fresh with a Kodak swag. I'm feeling goofy, looking goofy, gone point them out. My shoes got stays right, so nah, they ain't coming out.
I'm Gucci down,
I'm Gucci down now.
I'm Gucci down.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show on blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. You're also listening to the Nikki Rich Show on 98.2 The Beat LA. And we air on 98.2 The Beat from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as well as College Underground Radio. And you can listen to College Underground Radio 24/7 at collegeundergroundradio.com. And we are so glad that you are here tonight. You know what it is. And we bring in the best, have the best guests. Tonight we're starting a new segment called Sports Talk with Nikki Rich. And we're pumped about it because we get to talk about sports tonight. And we have two awesome, awesome athletes that will be on tonight. We'll be talking to New Orleans Saints, Johnny Patrick. We will also be talking to one of the champion boxers out there, Francisco Palacios. So we are pumped and we are excited. A major shout out to all that's listening in. I see we got my girl, Miss Mojo, and y'all can go follow her on Twitter at Mojo Music. Shout out to her. She's an artist based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And shout out to everybody that's tuned in to the hottest radio station. We are excited, and we're just going to continue to bring that hot, independent artist music. And right now, you know, we just want to play a little bit of that robotic love, and that's Dorley. Here we go. It's the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet.
One look turns me into your obsession. I program in your love, breathe in all your affection. Inject me one more time. Wanna see the Russian sign? All up on me, baby. Hit me with that one more time. Give it to me now, give it to me now. Now watch my body bang.
Take my best.
blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show, as well as 98.2 The Beat LA and College Underground Radio. And you are just listening to Mojo, and that's Let's Party. You know, we're ready to party. And tonight is a special night, new segment, Sports Talk with Nikki Rich. We're excited, and it's coming up, and we're going to have exclusive interviews from Johnny Patrick, and we have one from Francisco. So I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. Right now, we're going to get into Maroon 5, Move Like Jagger, on The Nikki Rich Show. Y'all check us out. Follow us on Twitter, at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH. Use the hashtag Nikki Rich Show. And let's keep it going, y'all. Let's keep it moving. Move like
put on the chain, hang low. Wanna be around me, said she glad she found me. And she said she wanna take me home. Went there on the first night, cause she said it felt right. Said she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend it all of that weekend. Ooh, oh, oh.
She said, hey, love, hey, love.
Hey.
Service on the first class flight, God takes me there. Kiss that gift right, and I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there, keep it right there, keep it right there. I'ma let it go now, keep it right there, and I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said, what she said.
Just listening to Mark Gordon, and that was Hey Love. We're getting geared up for our special guest tonight. I'm excited. Sports Talk with Nikki Rich. Right now, we're going to go to one more song, and we're going to get to our guest tonight. We're going to go to Chingy featuring Tyrese Pulling Me Back. We had to go all the way back, guys. We had to bring it back. You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet.
With me bottle popping, living that life. And she doesn't understand my lifestyle, and that I ain't like that. Where we in the world, got your diamonds.
looking crazy. Like, damn.
Every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back. Something me back, keeps pulling me back. I need you in my life. Every time I try to go, something keeps telling me that. Me that. Everything
Tyrese,
be
say
alright.
That.
Every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back. Me back, telling me I need you in my life. It was meant to be, you were meant for me. So that means we gotta make it work.
All right, you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And, you know, we're starting a new segment tonight, and it is Sports Talk with Nikki Rich. I want to let all the listeners know that's tuned in right now. You can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And we are also on NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. If you want to learn any information in regards to the Nikki Rich Show, you can go there as well. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH on Twitter. And you can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. Well, you know, guys, it's that time. It's that time. We have our special guest in the house. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to Sports Talk with Nikki Rich none other than Johnny Patrick. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
How you doing, Miss Nikki? Thank you for having me.
We're so glad to have you tonight, man. I'm so excited. I'm pumped. This is our first night of Sports Talk with Nikki Rich, so we had to bring in the best. Yes, and we are live right now, the Saints, Johnny Patrick. Now, go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you, like where you currently reside and where you're originally from, for those who don't know out there.
My name is Johnny Patrick. I've been playing football since I was 6 years old. I'm originally from Daytona Beach. Attended the University of Louisville, graduated with a degree in criminal justice, and now I'm here in New Orleans playing football, living my dream.
Awesome, and I see you got that criminal justice background. I do too. Now, speaking of criminal justice, how did you go from criminal justice to, you know, how did you balance that from football to criminal justice?
You know what, I was very interested in it when I was in college. I had three friends that was in the FBI, and they were telling me about it. Everything sounded good at the time. And right now, with that degree, I don't think I'm going to pursue anything in it right now. I'm just going to focus on football right now and let my career just take me wherever it goes.
Exactly. Well, you know what? You could be like Shaquille O'Neal. He might have did basketball, but he did the criminal justice way, too. And now he got his doctorate.
Yeah.
You know, you might can balance right. it out.
Mm-hmm.
You just
It'll
never know.
So
yeah. But that's awesome. And we always like to see people get their education because that's the important thing. You got that education behind you and something to fall back on later on, you know, if you need to.
All right, exactly, because that's something that no one can take from you.
Exactly, exactly. Now, I know you've been in the game for a while. Like you say, you started when you were six. Now, who inspired you to in this type of field and industry?
Man, my dad, basically my whole family. Like, my whole family was so talented. Just had some situations where some of my family members didn't make the right decisions to make that step into it. In the direction that I am. So my whole family is a very talented, and football just ran into our family. So I just took advantage of the opportunities I had, and I went forward with it.
Now, did you have any other family members that went to the NFL?
No, I'm actually the only person in my family that went to the NFL.
That's awesome, man. That's history right there. you can say you made history in your family.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what I always like to know from the athletes, I mean, you a draft pick, I'm telling you, 2011, what was that feeling like?
Oh, man, just going back to that feeling, I mean, third round, 88 pick, I mean, it's a waiting experience. I mean, I'm getting told that I'm going in the second round and the early third
mm-hmm.
round. So, I mean, we get into the third round at the end of the day, and it's very frustrating. I don't want anyone talking to me. And I'm back home at Daytona Beach just hanging out with my family and waiting for my name to be called. And then when I got that call from Mickey Loomis, Sean Payton, I mean, it was the most exciting day of my life. So, but it was very frustrating just sitting there waiting to hear your name called. I mean, something that you've been living for all your lifetime. I mean, but it was a great day at the end of the day.
I know it was because that is such, I mean, that is such an achievement because it's so hard out here. And especially with anything you doing in life, and especially your passion and your vision, you know, it's hard. It's when you work for years, many years, and you strive and you finally get to where you want to be. I mean, I know
mm-hmm.
it's got to be a great feeling.
Oh, yeah, it's great, though.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Now, speaking of your career, what is the biggest highlight of your career that you would say?
Actually getting a college scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people in my family went that far also, and I had a lot of people telling me that I wasn't going to make it 6 months within
mm-hmm.
college because a situation that went through with my family. Like I said, I had a very talented family, but nobody was ever able to keep going and push forward to get that. So I'm like the only person in my family that has a Division I scholarship and
mm-hmm.
even to graduate. So that was big for me. And like I said, that's something that no one can take from you. No matter how long I play football, I'm always had that to fall back on.
That's awesome. Now, have you started any foundations or are you looking to in the future?
Yes, I'm also doing a camp next year. Me and my PR woman
okay.
are working on that right now. It's to help kids
okay.
that are not well benefited by their families and can't get a lot of help. Like, it was sort of kind of what my situation that didn't have everything. And, I mean, if it wasn't for that scholarship, I probably wouldn't have been at the University of Louisville. So it was just to help kids and to show them that nothing's easy. You have to work for everything you got to do and just keep fighting and just be self-motivated.
And keep going. You got to. Now, what are you currently, anything you're currently working on that you would like to share with the Nikki Rich Show listeners out there or any projects or anything you would like to share with us today?
Nothing right now in particular. Right now I'm just really just focused on getting a starting job right now in this camp that's coming up here in a few days. And I'm really
mm-hmm.
excited about it. I mean, I had a little adversity last year where something kept me from being able to compete last year. I tore my MCL.
Okay.
So this year is going to be very important for me, and I'm hungry right now. I'm really focused on that, and I'm excited to get started. I mean, like you said, well, I mean, everybody should know that what we've been going through as New Orleans Saints is all the downy stuff that's been happening, and I mean, this is gonna be tough for us to like listen to the people that's outside of the organization. But right now, we're focused. We're hungry more than what we were last year. So this is gonna be an exciting season.
That's real. Now, how you get prepared for the season? What is your workout? You know, what all do you do to get prepared for the season?
Running sprints all the time. Just you have to
okay.
be in shape. If you come into camp out of shape, you might get cut the first day. I mean, this is a business and everybody's good, and I mean, you have to be mentally strong to do this. Everybody thinks you like, oh, you got it made, you're playing football, but this is hard. Like, this is a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a job. Like, if you're not prepared, like, you can lose your job that easy. So
mm-hmm.
it is very important to come in mentally ready, physically in shape, and just ready to compete. It's a business world, so anything can happen.
What about the diet plan? I know people want to know about that. Like, do you kind of have, like, a little... a cheat day, or do you just like just straight diet or something?
I don't stick to no diet plan. I've been doing the same thing since I was in high school, college. I eat whatever I desire at the time. I don't really
care. You just work it out.
Yep, I just work it out.
I'm going to tell you, right now I'm looking at my Facebook and my Twitter, and we've been promoting and that you are coming on, and I'm telling you, we're getting so many comments. Like, I'm getting comments like somebody say, I definitely got to call in to the show, and they're just talking about how handsome you are, and we're just getting so much feedback right now. Just had to let you know.
Oh, thanks, man.
You got the ladies going on Facebook over here.
I appreciate it.
but we are just excited to talk with you tonight, and we had to have you on because I watch your movement and everything you have going on, and we just had to bring you on to the Nikki Rich Show. You know, the hottest radio station.
I've been hearing a lot about it, so I'm excited to be on here.
Yes, and we are so glad that, you know, we got to shout out Miss Pilar. You know,
mm-hmm.
She's doing major things over there, working real hard. So I definitely want to give her a major shout out. And,
yeah,
you know.
I've been in two situations with different PR. She's one of the best. I enjoy working with her.
She is the deal, the real
mm-hmm.
deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call it, the real deal. But it's been so awesome talking with you, and we're just glad to learn about who you are because everybody wants to know who Johnny Patrick is, and we just want to let everybody know, stay up to date, and we just want to let them know who you are and what you got going on because we are broadcasting worldwide. This is global. You know, everybody might not know who Johnny Patrick is, but now they do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'm going to try to put myself in a position where y'all know me on the football field next year. So make sure y'all tune in.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I'm going to be shouting you out, too, on Twitter. I'm going to be tuned in. I'm be like, and every time I see you, I'm be like, putting up that, listen here, Johnny Patrick. Listen to this episode.
I got you.
But, yeah, we're going to be supporting you, shouting you out, and, you know, just really supporting your movement and everything you got going on. And we just want to wish you all the best in everything that you do, you know. And we are here, and feel free to let us know and keep us updated on your projects that you have coming up. And we would love to have you back in the near future.
Sounds good. I'll be glad to come back on. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes. Now, do you have any Twitters or Facebooks or any social sites in case they want to go look you up and check you out, all your stats, your information? Where can they go?
My Twitter is at JohnnyPatrick32, and that's also my Facebook fan page. And, I have an Instagram page and a Facebook page, but if I don't really know you, I'm probably not going to follow you back. So I'm sorry.
I know that's right. See, we like that. Honesty is the best
mm-hmm.
policy.
It's all good.
It is, and that's true. And I understand that because I am the same way. But it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on, Mr. Johnny Patrick. And again, I say we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. God bless you, too.
Have a blessed day. And everybody, you were just listening to New Orleans Saints Johnny Patrick. Follow him on Twitter. Show that support. You know, you got to definitely show support to our athletes out here and connect. Make that connection, you know. We have so many great guests that come on, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And tonight is Sports Talk with Nikki Rich, and we have also a champion, a boxer coming up Mr. Francisco going to be in the building, and he will be in the building in just a few. Like I said, we bring on the best. We bring them on. And everybody, all you have to do is dial that 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And you can follow us on Twitter, or you can also follow us at us on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/TheNikkiRich Show. And right now we want to go to Little Mo, and that's featuring Fabulous. I used to love this song, guys. You got to check it out. This is Forever.
Baby,
yeah.
shine like the do. I'm trying to leave my girl wrist froze like the winter do. And when I think about the time that I spend with you, I'm telling myself I can't deny how I'm feeling you. And I got my chips stacked high to the ceiling, booting through whatever we can stand tall like a building do. If you real with me, baby girl, I'm real with you. Be on that face, but baby girl, I deal with you. You know kick rocks, baby girl, get rid of you. But I'd rather sit back, baby girl, and chill with you. Have a meal with you, things start going right. We can have a kid or two, and I ain't kidding. Boom, times get hard, but the picture ain't clear to you. Mom, they talking reckless in your ear, cause they hating what we got. It's a blessing that I'm here, what the message is it clear? They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down, but no one else is around.
Together, and you can't find another young guy that's better than D to the A. I'm in the streets with the A, but when it come to me and you, I'm in the sheets like you know. And baby girl, don't tell me we through, cause baby girl, I L-U-V-U. And baby girl, I'm here to please you, treat you like a queen or something. And it's all about you plus me, no frontin'. And if it ain't about you plus me, it's nothing. It ain't a game, girl, I'm speaking what I feel. And I feel that we need each other here, and we see each other real. When you got niggas in your ear, you can't think clear. Shit was good, then it went wrong. They say you don't know something good until the shit gone. They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down,
she's gonna hold me
when no
down.
One else is around.
No one
she
else.
Holds me up.
All right, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. You're listening to NSK Dollars, Hold Me Down. Right now, we are ready, we're a pump. You're listening to Sports Talk with Nikki Rich. And with no further ado, we have our next guest with us tonight. Right now, we would like to welcome the champ to the Nikki Rich Show, Francisco Palacios. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. How's everything going over there?
It's good. It's good. We're enjoying this weather. You know, it's going from sunny to rainy from time to time.
Yeah, it's back over here, back in my way too. It's like that. It rains and it gets hotter than what it's supposed to be.
Exactly. It is. It's extremely hot. You know. The East Coast is crazy right now.
Yeah. A lot of crazy stuff going on in the East Coast.
Yes. But we are so pumped to have you on tonight. Go ahead and let everybody know a little bit about you, where you're originally from.
Well, I'm originally from Bayamon, Puerto Rico. I also lived in Florida, Puerto Rico. Yeah. Puerto Rico in the house. But I played ball for a long time. Since I played basketball for a long time, actually, I started boxing when I was getting ready to turn 23. But during my like teenager years, I used to play basketball. I got a scholarship to North Carolina Central. I played ball 2 years over there. Yeah. I played
That's
ball
awesome.
Over there 2 years. Yeah, and then Well, that was in 96 and 97. I played ball in North Carolina Central. Then I transferred to FIU in Miami because I hurt my ankles and stuff like that. And being straight from the island, my English is not too good. I'm sorry for you know what I mean?
Yes.
But it's good. It's good. Like, I turned pro. I turned into boxing because that was the only other sport that I would know that is like a passion for me because my brother was a boxer. Mm-hmm. But how it all started out was that one of my boys invited me to go to the gym because when I hurt my ankles, I started gaining mad weight and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
he told me, just come to the gym, you know, just come work out. You don't have to fight. You don't have to do nothing. And at first I was kind of like, nah, whatever, yo, whatever, I'm not going to go. So I ended up going one day, and some dude that he was getting ready to turn pro already, he kind of like started running his mouth at everybody, and me being like, you know what I mean, I just started laughing at the dude. He looked at me and he pointed at me and he was like, well, you that you over there, you got all these smiles and all these laughter. I'll do that same thing to you. And I was like, give me 2 weeks and we'll take care of this. Gave me 2 weeks. I went in there, knocked him out, and then from there on, there goes my amateur career going on. So that's how my boxing career started. So I made it. Made it all the way up to that. I was ranked number one and number two in the nation. I went to 2 world championships, one in 2001. I went to Ireland with only like 8 fights under my belt as an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept on competing nationally and kept on like I was on the U.S. team. And in 2003, I went to Thailand for another world championship. And, like, I got eliminated with the number two ranked boxer in the world as an amateur by 1 point. And
wow.
Everybody thought I won that fight. Then I bought a silver medal on another tournament, international tournament. I bought a silver medal back home. I was on a scholarship in Marquette, Michigan for boxing. It was an Olympic school. And from there, I just turned pro, and a lot of things happened. My brother passed away 2 days before my birthday in 2004. And I made a promise to my brother that I was going to be a world champion. So from there, this is my journey. I already fought for the world championship. I should have been a world champion right now. I lost a controversial split decision over there in his hometown. That's why I got the rematch. So I'm going back to his hometown, but this time I'm going to take care of my business better than I did last time. This time I'm knocking him out.
That's real. That is real.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. You have really achieved and accomplished a lot because, like you say, you went from college, from playing ball to boxing because you started, you know, starting at 23, boxing, kind of like in the middle, you know, like age range. I mean, that's pretty amazing to start a whole complete career.
And then, like, I'm from where I grew up, you know what I mean? I grew up in the gutter in Puerto Rico, you know what I mean? I grew up in a project in Puerto Rico. And like, I mean, it's just, that just, every time I had a fight for, you know what I mean, for me to be respected. If not, well, I would have been picked on. And my brother was older, so my brother was like, oh, you know, every time, like, somebody would be picking on me, he'll look at me and be like, I'm not going to help you, you know what I mean? And I had to take care of my business. Like, I'm 10 years old fighting his boys because I wanted to hang out with my brother, and his boys always, like, on top of me, like, hitting me and, like, making fun of me, so I ended up fighting one of my brother's boys and beating him up. I mean, he beat me up too, but I beat him up too. But at 10 years old, and my brother was there, he was like 18, 19 years old, I thought I did a pretty good job. So after that, I just took, that was like, my fighting was always a passion to me. And growing up in an atmosphere like that, so even when I played basketball, I didn't let nobody pick on me. I didn't let nobody bother me. I used to have to get jumped before, like, in order for me to, like, not defend myself. You know what I mean? I got jumped in North Carolina. Actually, I got jumped in school.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Only Puerto Rican dude over there, look white with blue eyes, but I'm full Puerto Rican. And everybody was just like, and I stood up to them, and everybody started showing me respect. I got a lot of friends from North Carolina right now. Actually, they went to school with me. I got a lot of friends over there.
So you need to come back to North Carolina. You need to come back and visit.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
For real.
I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to definitely do that.
Mm-hmm.
After I win this title, I'm going to go over there. And, you know, he take care of some business. I got one of my other boys that he's really I don't know him for so long. I know him for a couple of years, but me and him kind of like grew together. We had the same vibe, you know what I mean? And like he'll talk trash to me, and I'll talk trash right back, and that's how we started getting along. And that's my man Israel McGuire. He lives over there in North Carolina actually right now.
But that's pretty hot. See, you never know. People, I mean, you're global right now. You just never know right here.
Yeah, but
the
key to success is you always got to keep a level head and keep stay humble, because let me tell you something, there's all this fame and all this, and you know what, I'd rather be low-key than be all up in the spotlight, because I can enjoy my life better than being all up in the spotlight. I mean, the spotlight is beautiful and it's lovely, but I try to stay away from all that. I'm not too much, you know what I mean? I'm flashy with like how I dress and how I, you know what I mean, what I rock and like when I go into the ring and everything. But like I try to keep myself into a level. Maybe it's the age too, you know what I mean? Maybe it's my age that is making me kind of like settle more down. I got a son now. He'll be 16 months on the second, and like I'm trying to live my life and trying to make the right decisions for my son, even though, you know what I mean, me and the mama didn't work out, but that's still my son, you know what I mean, and like I see him every day, and it's like that's the joy and the light of my heart, you know what I mean?
Exactly, and you know that makes a difference. It makes a difference, and you know it's awesome. That's awesome what you're doing, because, you know, I'm glad you're on here today, you know, giving us some of that good knowledge and that, you know, because you do, as long as you do have a level head, you know, I like to maintain and not be so much in the spotlight, but if I've been in the spotlight, you know, okay, oh well, you know.
Yeah, no
like
doubt.
You,
yeah, exactly.
You just want to be comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? And like, I prove that God is like my number one, you know what I mean? And like, I always pray to him to let me stay this way. I mean, whenever I have to be a a-hole, I'm more a big one, boom. But you know what I mean? I try to like concentrate on just doing the right thing and try to, you know what I mean? Nobody's perfect, so everybody makes their mistakes. But, I mean, I keep it gully all the time. I mean, I keep it real all the time. I'm always trying to do the right thing. If I don't do the right thing, well, I mean, I believe it's the right thing, and then I take charge of my responsibilities whenever I have to take charge of it. You know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know what I like about the Nikki Rich Show and everything? Because we put God first here, you know, and it just always seemed that our guests, you know, you have that connection. It's always the right, you know, I don't want to say the right ones, but it seems like you have that special bond, you know, with your guests.
It's
amazing. And you can just tell, you know, it's like, they come on, we just have a great time, and we can relate. We all are connected. Somebody's doing something. You know, everybody pursuing their vision.
Yeah, and that's the important thing, because I've been so many places, you know what I mean? I was born in New York. I lived in Puerto Rico all my life. My last year of high school, I was in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I got peoples in Virginia Beach still. Send a shout out to them too, just in case they're listening. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, we got some people in Virginia listening. I saw that going down my timeline. Shout out to VA.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know what I mean? And like I got peeps all over. I've been, you know what I mean? I've been all over. And everywhere I go, it seems like I always end up, you know what I mean, people getting attached to me and liking me. And I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. I guess it's just how I am. I keep it real. You know what I mean? I keep it real all the time. I keep it 100 all the time. I don't have no fakeness in me or nothing. You know what I mean? Everything I say, do, whatever I show is all real. I don't go, I don't come in here to try to impress nobody. I'm too old for that. You know what I mean? Like, I always ride with this respect, loyalty, you know what I mean? Respect, loyalty, honesty, and realness, and God. Those are my five things that I require on everybody who gets close to me. And if you got that, yo, we good. If you don't have that, well, I mean, you know this right away. Like, when somebody's fake, you notice it right away, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. You do. You are telling the truth.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's just awesome that we're here tonight and we're getting to know who you are, Francisco, and it's amazing and that people can tune in and listen to the person out there, you know, and find out a little bit about them. And, you know, it's awesome. And I know you have people that have inspired you along this way. And, you know, who are some of those who inspire you? I know you talk about your brother. Is there anybody else that have been with you?
It's my mom and my brother. Like, after my brother died, like, when my brother died, I made a promise to him that I was going to be a world champion. And I'm striving for that. I'm striving to be great. He was, like, my biggest fan, and he, like, he always knew that I got the potential to be a world champion. So I promised him when I buried him, like, right when they were lowering down the casket, I was promising him that I was going to be a world champion. And my mom and, like, my son gives me that drive, and God. My dad is cool with me, too, you know what I mean? But besides that, on my family side, like, I stepped away from all my family because when my brother died, they were all crying and all these crocodile tears, you know what I mean? But when he was alive, nobody wanted to be around him. Nobody wanted to help him. When he was doing bad, nobody wanted to be around him, you know what I mean? And that, to me, like, I grew up watching that. And then when he died, oh, my God, he was this and that. He was so great, this and that. Yeah, but if he was so great, why nobody wanted to give him a hand? So those, like I said, those fake people that I don't have them in my life. I don't desire to have them in my life. I got a lot of friends that I consider like more of my family than I do my actual family. You know what I mean? And I appreciate that for the people who always been there for me, and not like, you know what I mean, in any type of economical way, just been there for me through thick and thin, through the good and the bad, you know what I mean? I always say, if you're with me, you got to be with me in good and in bad. If you're not with me in the bad, you're not definitely not going to be with me when I'm in the good, you know what I mean? So, like, and I got mad friends that they, like, with me, they cool, and, like, I'll die for them. I'll take a bullet for them. I'll do whatever to show them that they're my people. That's why. And even my haters, I love my haters too. You know why? Because it's free publicity. You know what I mean? All that people talking trash about me, it's just free publicity, and I just like to prove them wrong every single time. So.
That's why
September 22nd, I'm gonna go to Poland. Knock this dude out, come back, come celebrate, and do what I got to do. Maybe take a trip to North Carolina, meet you in person. Go ahead,
oh,
guys,
yeah.
Go party. Woo!
All you got to do is say the word. I'm going to be like, Francisco, come on out.
yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll be live in studio. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll make it happen. We'll be everywhere. I'm like, look who I got. I'll take you everywhere around Charlotte.
Yeah. Yeah, we got I had a couple of people out there by Concord in North Carolina.
That's where I'm at. I'm right there.
Yeah, I had a couple of my friends over there. Yeah, Concord over there, and like I got people in Fayetteville. Being in the CIAA where we were in North Carolina when I was in Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
We go through Shore, Livingston, you know what I mean? Oh, we when we play the Eagle Aggie classic, you know what I mean? We like
that's
you know
that HBCU talk.
Yeah, baby, you know what I mean? It was always Eagle Pride with me though, baby. You know what I mean? So I mean, I still got people over there, like my man, like I got my man over there in North Carolina. I keep in contact with him a lot too. Some of them, they moved back home and everything, but like they still all love, you know, still all love. I love my people over there in North Carolina. They like always kept it real with me. Even though everyone, they doubted me, people doubted me, they always like, yo, don't worry about it. They'll I'll be so mad and they'll like scold me like if I'm their little brother and shit like that. And you know what I mean?
See, that's awesome. That was where you find your supporters. That's when you know who supports you and who's with you.
Yeah.
I always say to, you know, when I'm letting people know, I say, if you're with me, then you're with me.
Yep,
if not,
yep,
keep it moving.
That's my
little
quote,
I always say.
Yep. I'm just happy, yo. I'm very thankful for you allowing me, and I'm very grateful for you allowing me on your show and letting people know about me. There's a couple of my fights on YouTube. Just click in Francisco Palacios, and they'll show up a bunch of my fights, a bunch of my interviews. They call me the Wizard of Boxing, so they call me the Wizard of Boxing. So my name is Francisco the Wizard Palacios. So everybody knows me as the Wizard and or Francisco or Cisco or and some of the like the Spanish people always call me Palacio. Or, you know what I mean? And all my Latin people
Palacio.
Know they call, yeah, Palacio and it's just. I don't know if you got a chance to see some of my fights, but you should look it up
oh,
on YouTube.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I got a chance to check you out. Yes.
Yeah.
Man,
so I'll be doing it. Yeah, I'll be trying to make it happen.
In.
Yeah. I'm trying to always hold it down, you know what I mean? And this time I'm telling you, same thing that you saw in those videos, it might be the same thing that I'll be doing over there in Poland.
So you're going to Poland for your next big fight.
Yeah. My next big fight, September 22nd, I'll be in Poland. But you know what? Yeah, I got my people's over there in Poland, too. Like I said, I don't know. Is it something, I don't know if it's me or it's just my attitude or it's just how I talk to people that people, like, instantly, like me or, like, you know what I mean, start showing me mad love, like, all the time, they, like, oh, always sending me, you know what I mean, sending me love through my Facebook or sending me emails and stuff like that, or even some people be trying to call me and stuff like that through Skype and stuff like that and on my phone, and it's all, I like it, you know what I mean, I love it, I always show them love, I'm always, you know what I mean, on my interviews that I have, like, I always mention them, you know what I mean, I always call them, like, my adopted second home. Because I got more fans over there than I do in Puerto Rico or in the States, you know what I mean? So.
Yes, you got to show love, man.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you this also. I'm a huge fan of boxing. I used to, you know, it's been a minute, but I always watch the fights. But I've been to several different pay-per-view fights. I used to go to, this is back when Mike Tyson was fighting and, when Danny Williams, I went and got a chance to see both times that Mike Tyson fought. And I went to Louisville, then we went to New York, and then I went to D.C. to the MCI Center, and I saw Danny Williams and Klitschko. It was pretty hot, you know.
Yeah,
I saw the Klitschko brothers, and that was major right there. And, you know, Layla Ali and... It was in every fight that I've been to, Muhammad Ali have always been there. So every time he comes in, everybody's like, Ali.
Yeah,
but it's so hot. I mean, everybody thinks, I love every sport. I love all the sports. But I'm going to tell you, until you actually attend those pay-per-view fights, I'm not talking about watching it on TV. I'm talking about actually going to the fight. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the best. That was the best thing I've ever, because the ring in itself is huge. You can't, it doesn't even compare from watching it over TV. The ring in itself fits the whole entire room. I'm telling you.
I like that.
It is so major.
Imagine that. Imagine what you're telling me. What you're telling me in front of 16,000 people. Right before the telecast come on, you walking down the ring and getting inside that ring and getting ready to fight in front of 16,000 people on HBO telecast where all the big people are there watching. How you think that's
major?
Well,
it's a rush.
To me is like, that gives me that, exactly. Like everybody's like, oh, I get a rush. I jump out of a plane and do pilot or skydiving or whatever. Jet skis or motorcycle. There's nothing compared to that. I've been on jet skis. I've been on motorcycles. I don't get on them no more. I'm never going to jump out of a plane because that's to me is stupid. Whenever I want to die, then I'll jump out of a plane. But, like, going, walking down to that ring in front of 15,000 people and then everybody else around the world watching it on TV and stuff like that, that right there is just like, it's like I get chills just by talking about it. And then I hear my performer that comes out with me, performing for me, and, like, I just get this a whole bunch of goosebumps from head to toe. So I'm hyped. You know what I mean? I'm coming down there. I'm hyped. I'm watching these people. Everybody's cheering. Yeah, and it's just, like, I love it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So
I've been to all the games. And I've been to, like, all the, you know, the different things. But when I actually went to a fight, it was, like, a total different experience, totally different.
Yeah.
To me, it was like one big party.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is for the people on the outside. It's a big party. It's a big, like wow.
Huge,
like, you know,
party.
But it's a whole, like, is a whole different level of when you inside that ring is a,
yes,
a whole, like, even when you're not fighting, because that,
mm-hmm,
now on August 2nd, my man, I'm getting him ready to fight. He's fighting for the IBO title in New York. We're going to New
York.
Now,
do you block everybody out? Do you kind of, like, what do you see in the ring when you get in there?
Like,
I know it's lots of people. Do you
just
see little heads?
Yeah, I just see my dudes. I see everybody, but
okay.
I see all the people. I just don't, like, remember who I saw because I'm so focused on my fight. You know what I mean? I'm so focused. And I don't hear nobody. I just hear one voice. I just lock myself to hear one voice. You know what I mean? And it's my trainer's voice. And because I got ADD, you know what I mean? And I tell my trainer every time, yo, if you tell me more than five things or three things, I'm going to forget them all. So just tell me one or two and we good. And I'll do whatever you tell me, but you tell me one or two and we good. And I'll freestyle everything else from there. And he's like, all right, I just want you to do this. I want you to do that. Bam. And he just keeps on repeating the same thing over and over and over until the round's up, and then we go back into the ring. Bam, 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 bam. It's like I said, it's even when I'm working in the corner and I'm helping in the corner, I get this rush, like, yo, this is what you got to do. And my trainer tells me, yo, shut up. I'm talking to him because, you know what I mean, he don't listen to you. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. He's going to listen to me because I see what's going on, too. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I see what's going on, and it's just like, it just happens, you know what I mean? It just comes out of me. I'm like, yo, you gotta watch out, you gotta duck this. And my trainer be getting mad at me, and he comes outside the ring. Don't get up in the ring no more if you're gonna keep on saying, all right, my bad.
It's crazy, man. I'm telling you, I know
yeah,
that feeling. Like, I know it's hot. I mean, I know it just feels good. What I want to know is, like, I mean, how do you handle, you know, if somebody hits you in the eye, your eyes start, the first thing to go is the eye. just start bleeding. How do you just keep your composure? Because, you know, you got to keep fighting. You got to keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff happens while you're doing this. How do you keep going? That's all I want to know.
It's just a drive. It's just a drive. I mean, you could get your eyes swollen by a kid. You know what I mean? Hit you or poke you in the eye. You know what I mean? You could bang yourself in the shower late at night. You know what I mean? You can cut yourself. You could headbutt the door or whatever, or walk around and hurt yourself. And like if you get mad, you lose your composure. There you go. Yeah, you lose your composure and everything. All you worked hard for, all the 8 weeks that you trained for, dieting, losing weight, working hard, going through soreness, you know what I mean? Not getting none. All that stuff goes out the window if you lose your composure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You gotta.
Stay focused.
Stay focused. Yeah, you always gotta stay focused. If you don't stay focused, you gotta lose that fight. That's the first thing that's gonna happen. You gotta lose the fight.
Is that how you think others might lose? You know, the reason why people lose their fights is because they're not focused. They're getting upset because I know sometimes somebody might be cheating or, you know, like. I see y'all from time to time hugging or something when you're not supposed to be doing certain things, and you probably can get upset about that. You know, you think that's the cause for losing a match.
Exactly. Like if you lose your composure, the first thing that
mm-hmm.
goes out the window, you know what it is? The whole game plan. And you gotta let a little blood or a little swelling or a little bruise take you out of probably your next fight making hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know what I mean?
Mhm. Have you found yourself losing your composure in the ring?
Well, I have in the gym a lot of times.
Okay.
Like when I'm not having a good day in the gym. And I'm sparring, and I'm getting hit more than I'm supposed to be getting hit. You know what I mean? I lose my composure, like, really quick. Really quick. But, I adapted myself now to, like, not lose my composure no more because I know what I can do. I know
mm-hmm.
the type of fighter I am. And I don't really like talking on what type of fighter I am, but I'm very dedicated to my sport, and I work hard inside and outside the ring of doing everything that I have to do. I've been in the gym since January, training, waiting for this fight, impatiently, hungry, hitting those weights hard, working out hard, you know what I mean, helping other people get ready for their fight just so I can keep the love for it. But I gained like 8 pounds of muscle since my last fight, and I'm feeling a lot stronger. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm not getting tired. I'm doing whatever I gotta do to take care. You know what I mean? I'm going with one mentality. One mentality is to go over there and win this fight, knock this dude out, and that's it.
Now, how are you getting ready for this fight? What do you do to get ready for a championship?
Well, we have certain type of other fighters that we bring into camp, and I mean when I say just like we get other fighters that are really good fighters, just sort of to get you ready for the fight. You know what I mean? Like different kind of scenarios of fighting, different kind of scenarios of what will happen inside that ring. You know what I mean? Like. Because sometimes you fight in one way and you get used to it, and the dude switches up and he does something else. You know what I mean? So we have all type of different. We put in different sparring partners. We get that. We run. We run in the morning. We run like 5-6 times a week. We do interval running every other day, like at least twice a week. We do interval running, which is sprinting, and we'll lift. We'll like do circuit training, like more like CrossFit type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we get that extra boost and that extra energy that we need and that extra strength and that explosiveness. You know what I mean? We diet. We don't go out. We don't party. We don't have no females over. You know, everything is under jurisdiction of rules and stuff like that. Whoever don't follow the rules, they basically get fired. You know what I mean? They get sent back home. You know what I mean? And this is my life. This is my livelihood. You know what I mean? This is the promise that I made, and this is this right here is to provide for my son. So whoever don't follow the rules, they out of the camp. They don't get paid. They get paid for whatever service they have given us, and after that, we send them back home. You know what I mean? Most of the time we pay them $1,000 a month, $1,000 a week, excuse me, for the sparring and everything. But like, I gotta look for sponsors and stuff like that because you know how the economy is right now, and I haven't fought.
Yeah,
in a minute.
Most definitely,
you know what I mean. The water is not too bright on the side of town. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So that's
but you
what
know
we
what?
Do. We're
just
look at
so
sponsors and stuff.
Glad that you took out your time to come on the Nicki Rich Show and let everybody know worldwide. You know, on the Nicki Rich Show, 98.2 The Beat, and College Underground Radio, who Francisco is, you know.
I appreciate it very much, man. And I want to thank everybody for listening to the Nicki Rich Show. God bless y'all all. North Carolina, stand up. Virginia, stand up. New York, Florida, Puerto Rico. You know what I mean?
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Oh. You know what I mean? Take it easy, hold it down, be safe.
But you know, before you go, we always ask, you know, we would love for you to shout out the Nicki Rich Show, and we will display it later on all our episodes. You know, Nicki Rich of the Nicki Rich Show, let them know who you are, and, you know, we'll play it later.
All right, no doubt. Let me know, or give me the cue.
Okay, we ready. You got the cue. It's on you.
All right, well, this is Francisco the Wizard Palacios, ranked number one cruiserweight mandatory challenger for the WBC World Championship, fighting September 22nd for that World Championship, bringing it back home. I want to thank the Nicki Rich Show for holding it down and showing everybody the love that she shows everybody. And keep on listening. That good stuff comes out of here. God bless y'all.
That's what I'm talking about. But, you know, we're going to be staying in touch with you because you're going to be following up. And you stay in touch with me because we're going to have to link up in NC, you know, North Carolina,
Maybe this will make you keep on stuck back again, going into boxing and stuff like that, going to the fights and stuff like that.
Yeah. And you have to let me know when you have anything, you know, and over here, you know, on the East Coast, or I definitely come. I definitely will.
All right, no doubt. That's definitely. I keep in touch with you. I got your number. I'll send you. You got my Facebook already. You got my Facebook. I'll send it to you. I'll text you with my. It's the Wizard Palacios. D A Wizard all together. Palacios. PALACIOS. And you can contact me, whoever's listening to, and contact me through Facebook, talk to me. I'm a talkable person. I'm a nice dude. Just keep it real. Keep it real, and we good.
Well, it sounds like you was about to sing that song. I keep it real with you, you know, Method Man.
Yeah.
It sounds like and that's my dude, too.
That's my dude. I thought about it, but, you know, I wanted to be a little bit original, you know what I mean?
You keep it real with me. I keep it real with you.
Yeah.
Oh, we know.
You know. Yeah, so that's my dude right there. So, I mean, like you said, like the song said, keep it real with me, I keep it real with you.
I hear it in your voice. I knew it.
That's why I kind of stuttered a little bit. You heard me stuttering a little bit. I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to get old. I didn't want meth to come at me, come down on my throat. And, you know what I mean?
What? Next thing we know, Miss Mary J. Blige come through.
Yeah, right? That's what it is.
Yeah, much love.
Right,
it's
Ma,
been
thank
fun.
You very much.
It's
thank
been
you
real.
Thank you very much for having me on it. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on your show. And, you know, I'm here all the time. Whenever y'all need me, just feel free to holler at me.
You're welcome, man. Thanks again. Right. Thank you again.
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody, you were just listening to Francisco Palacios. And right now, we're going to get into some music. It's been an awesome night. Our first night, our first segment is Sports Talk with Nikki Rich. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you, you don't know how I feel right now. It's been exciting. We started off with New Orleans Saints, Johnny Patrick. And we just had a blast just now talking with Francisco. It's just been awesome. And everybody, just know that you can tune in Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Nikki Rich Show. And you can tune in on 98 to the BLA from 4 to 6. And that's our new time on the West Coast. And we're excited that you can also check us out on College Underground Radio, collegeundergroundradio.com. Yes, you can. Right now, we're going to get into Rob Ski, plays after plays after plays. And you're rocking with the hottest radio station. And it's the Nikki Rich Show.
Wait for the right number. Crown winners is summer. Play after play after. I'm on my 25th hour, like, hey, here we go again. Play after play, hey, my trap house on ESPN.
Right.
So many highlights, I could top 10. My top 10, all I got is junkies. My like, what is friends? See all my contacts, my roommate, it is a chopper. Ain't no dealer, more like a healer. I find this so awkward. If my things, when they get sick, call ski before a doctor. Have them sweating, shaking, and stinging. Buddy, what's your problem?
I got waiting for the right number. Crown winners in summer.
Yeah.
Play after play, play after play, play after play. Couple fives in the under. The pay switching numbers.
My phone.
I play after play after play after play.
Reload and re up on them slowdowns and them speed ups.
Okay.
Phone buzz bleeping beeper. Boy, what the f you won't speak up?
Uh-oh.
Melissa waiting at the store and Justin about to pull up. Lil Youngin hit my line like Big Bro, pay you for a cook up. Plus, finally want to link up like I ain't been needing a hook up. Here come begging. Broken, wanting a hooker. I'm down to my last, telling me get out or put up. It's money, I'm how you what? A sucker, pick one.
I got waiting for the right number. Crown winners in summer.
Yeah.
Play after play after play after play. Couple fives in the under.
The
pay switching numbers.
I'm
play after play after play after play.
Okay, I'm play after play after play after play. Say what you may, but you gon' pay what you wait. Make a play. Let me think. I can't remember last time I missed a call. Online all time, I keep a runner on call. In the extra line open, I'm blowing after rolling. I don't sell it, never moving. What I'm the same number.
yams on the strip, okay. Over 1K. Okay. Do I really need a job in this G? I want warrants in the K. Yeah, oh, I'm hood rich. Got. Hey, it's my phone ringing right now. I make a play like a fast break. LeBron on the slip. Hey, got. Hey, it's my phone ringing right now. I make a play like a fast break. LeBron with the slam.
I got ways for the right number. Grind winners in summer. Play after play after play after play. Couple fives in the under. They pay switching numbers. I play after play after play after play.
All right, you're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show. You were listening to, just a few minutes ago, the exclusive interview with Francisco Palacios. And that was also, you know, the champion, that boxer. Y'all can go back and check us out on blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. All right, we are winding things down here. You can check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNikkiRich. You can follow me on Twitter. I have my official Twitter page, which is @MissNikkiRich. Then we have our Nikki Rich Show Twitter page, which is NikkiRich_show. Thank you to everybody that tuned in and supports the Nikki Rich Show. Thank you to all of the radio shows showing love and supporting the Nikki Rich Show. Feel free to call in and let us know that you are tuned in at 323-580-5749. We would love for everybody to know about your movement as well. We support everybody, and we want everybody to know the times that you're on, because we have so many guests that come on. And they are also, you know, I'm pretty sure they would also love to be a part of your network as well. And we want to let everybody know that they are welcome here on this platform, Positive Platform. And it's to give everybody the opportunity to be heard, whether you have a radio station, you're an athlete, whether you are an artist, it's open. And we keep the floor open. And speaking of open, tomorrow we have an open forum, what we call the after party, where we allow everybody to call in and, you know, showcase your business, showcase your project, anything you have going on. So every Friday we do this, and it's an awesome night. So definitely tune in tomorrow night at 7:30 to 9:30. And right now we're going to end things now with Sheffy Monroe and Chris P, Dollar and a Dream. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Wish you all the best. We end by saying God bless. It's your girl, Nikki Rich.
You know what it is. You know what it is. Yeah. All I got, yeah. Gold in my hand won't fold. I've been roaming these streets since I was 6 years old. Got demons on both shoulders. This world's so cold. See, it's a war going on. They fighting over my soul. See, I got lost in the streets and found my way back. We getting money. If you ain't about that, holla back. I don't wanna f*** with the real. It's a few I trust. It's when the bust ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Come on, creeping on the come up. Back against the wall with my c*** up. Won't hesitate on anyone who run up. Yeah. Keep thinking I won't do ya. Bang ya with the roof on your face. And I got your mandula. You know your family don't really wanna lose ya. Wouldn't wanna be ya. Sorry if I knew ya. What? See, I'm a rider until I die. Do what I do and keep my head to the sky. Just to get by.
and I got that. Hustle hard for the money I be making. Licks I be hitting, them chances that I be taking. Sitting and patient, waiting, cake baking. My motivation, you with all that hating. Paper chasing, money hungry, lil. Ain't no ticket outside, cause I got it on the lil. Grind hard, know I keep the money coming quick. Approach so slick, when rolling I talk. Get off, counting this money, flipping them bricks. If I don't make it to the top, well, then I'm hood rich and I'ma die behind mine. I hope for real. Told ya, check my background. The boy Wild Magnolia just got a kite from a Lagoa. He in Angola. Say them people talking about they bout to free a soldier. You dig?
All my God is a dream, dream. All my God is a dollar, is a dream, dream, dream.
I'ma get it all I got, you heard me? Yo, now, let's go. All I got is a dollar and a dream. My whole dedication, guaranteed I'ma make it. It's guaranteed I'ma take it to a whole new height. Cross country, overseas, rockin' mic. Won't stop till I get where I'm going. So you better make way, cause the records is growing. Never settling for less, always want more. Talking blood money, coming straight from the core. Smooth as the water, brush against the shore. Easy money, busting straight through the door. Dead end, getting money out the law. And know about the struggle when it rains, it pours. I started from the bottom, and now I'm on top. I represent the bottom. New Orleans off top, and I'm taking off a bottom. And undo a top,